Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 26th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. You might hear a bit different song playing in the background, and I'll explain later. It's a Keith Green song, or basically just some piano by one of our favorite musicians from our past as early Christians. Today's message is titled, Pride Deceives. The scripture text is from the tiny prophet Obadiah. There's only one chapter, so it's just verse 3.
The pride of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights, you who say to yourself, "Who can bring me down to the ground?"
There is perhaps no one of our natural passions so hard to subdue as pride. Beat it down, stifle it, mortify it as much as one pleases, it is still alive. Even if I could conceive that I had completely overcome it, I should probably be proud of my own humility. That's a statement by Benjamin Franklin.
Obadiah is the smallest book in the Old Testament, having only one chapter with 21 verses. This prophecy is against the Edomites, who had descended from Esau, Jacob's brother, who were an ancient enemy of God's chosen people.
The Edomites had rejoiced in the destruction of Jerusalem by her conquerors. Psalm 137, verse 7 states, "Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down," they cried, "tear it down to its foundations." This was at the time of the Babylonian conquering by the Babylonians. It's interesting that the hatred of Israel by her neighbors is ancient. Obadiah was written to assure God's people of his judgment on the Edomites.
Our daily verse indicates a timeless principle. Pride deceives. This ancient people indeed had some distinct military advantages due to the seeming invincibility of their position, which indeed was amazing. The cities of Edom were cut right into the face of the cliffs, providing imposing natural defenses, which gave their inhabitants feelings of invulnerability.
They thought they could taunt the misfortunes of their neighbors and remain untouched. They had declared, "Who can bring me down to the ground?" Well, the Lord declared, "I will bring you down," and the historical record indicates he did.
Well, pride continues to deceive. The hard but valuable lessons from history are often ignored by the heart of a nation and the heart of an individual. Where is your source of hope and assurance today? In your education? Your position? Your financial plan? National defenses? The arm of flesh, yours or anyone else's, will surely fail you.
Our only firm foundation is Jesus Christ. Today and every day, let us be mindful of pride's deceitfulness. As God's redeemed people, let us humble ourselves before the Lord today. Let us remember His word, "Pride goes before destruction," and declare again this day, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Let's pray together. Father, I consider today that pride reflects my giftings, possessions, and knowledge. But thanksgiving reflects your abundance, goodness, and all-surpassing wisdom. A heart with godly gratitude instead of a prideful attitude will deflect that which is about me and reflect that which is all about you. In the same spirit as John, I cry out, "Help me to decrease so that you will increase in my life." Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that prayer, Brooksine. What a joy to share with you today. We do have on our website some additional resources we'd recommend. We do have several photos up, but not necessarily related to the message today. The song that I wanted to use today was a song that we recall singing probably back in the 80s called "Humble Yourselves in the Eyes of the Lord and He Will Lift You Up." And I could not, in the sight of the Lord, I couldn't find an online version, but another one that came to mind is a song by Keith Green based upon Psalm 51 that's called Create in Me a Clean Heart, O Lord. And I did find a beautiful online version by Keith Green and a link to that. And while I was searching, found a couple of other Keith Green songs, including the song playing in the background right now as instrumentation. I hope that it's properly mixed. It's obviously the first day I've used this song. We enjoyed Keith Green very much as early Christians, Brooks and I both. He died in a plane crash in the early 80s, been about 25 years ago, I guess. One of those mysteries in God's providence. At a young age, I suppose he was in his late 20s or early 30s when he passed away, along with several of his children. But his music continues to bless the church, and I believe will in coming generations as well. I think some of it is just that lasting and powerful. Well, we enjoy sharing God's Word with you each day through our podcast and written materials on the web. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's where you'll find the links to the music I referred to. If you're listening to the podcast on March 26th, Monday, you can just simply go to the website. Otherwise, any future date, just go back to the message dated Monday, March 26th, and scroll down and you'll find the links to these music resources and the photos that we've placed up today. Have a blessed day today. Continue to be encouraged in your walk with the Lord. Stay faithful and remember that pride does deceive.